Well, I said I'd preach on this passage I just read, but I changed my mind. Sorry. instead, I'd like to read now from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. And we'll consider this and another Christmas carol tonight, Silent Night. So let's give our attention to God's word and seek his blessing in it. Luke chapter 2, 1 through 20. And in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinus was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. You may be seated. This scripture, which is given to us here in Luke 2, 1 through 20, is described in part, and some other things as well, in the song Silent Night, Holy Night. This is a beloved song, and is somewhat personal for me. It was my grandma's, my grandmother's favorite song. This is the first Christmas of my life that I will have without her. She died this year. We actually sang Silent Night at her memorial service in the middle of the summer because she loved this song so much. Of all the Christmas songs, this was her favorite. My grandpa told me that when they were first married, at all times of the year, she would play it over and over and over. He thought that she'd break the record player. And I remember her singing it often. We would play it for her at Christmas time. Which is why this brings back a lot of memories when I think about this song. And in fact, just before she died, when she was in hospice, I brought my cello and said, "You know, you want me to play anything for you?" And she wasn't speaking very much, but she asked for this again, of course. I knew she would. And despite not being able to talk very much, she sang it again, even the first verse or so. So it's a special song to me, but I'm not the only one. As it turns out, according to Time Magazine, it's the most popular Christmas carol of all time. Maybe many of you here are going, "Yeah, it's my favorite one too." It's an interesting thing to think about. Why is that? Why is this song so loved, so popular that people would want to hear it even all year long? I think it has something to do with a need that it expresses and it connects with us. A hope and a longing that all the world would be set right, that it would be peaceful, It's a kind of a lullaby, right? The song has this sort of quietness to it, and at least I always think of it that way. And especially as you sing those lines about sleep and heavenly peace and these kinds of things. But there's something funny about the song that I think often goes unnoticed, and it relates to this passage that we read. If you pay just attention to just the title, you might think that Silent Night paints this perfect picture of stillness and silence at the birth of Jesus. Like a glowing nativity scene, frozen in wax, that you kind of just walk around and observe. But this, of course, wasn't the case. Yes, Mary and her child were described as calm, and Jesus is pictured in the hymn as sleeping in heavenly peace. And I have no doubt that at some point that happened, right? Even the most fussy newborns eventually conk out and go to sleep. Even the ones that don't actually descend from heaven. There is a moment when they rest finally, and mom and babies get the sleep they need. But if you remember, the other verses in this song, and even more importantly, the scriptures themselves, which the song testifies to, there's a lot of other things going on. It's not just this perfect picture of stillness, of the baby Jesus being sort of this perfect child. No, if you think about the other verses, we read about shepherds quaking, angels singing. And as we know from the scriptures, there were other various guests, shepherds, wise men. The little drummer boy is not in the Bible. That's not part of it. But there were activity, right? There were visitors. There were people coming. And then, of course, remember that if human nature holds true, as it must in the case of Jesus, if we are to be saved, then Jesus cried. Jesus got hungry. Jesus needed to be changed. He was fully human, just like you and me. You don't want to come away from Christmas denying the incarnation. That would be exactly the wrong thing that you would want to have happen. But Jesus became man so that we men can have our sins forgiven, who have fallen into sin. And it wasn't all quiet either, not only in terms of the visitors and the animals and the baby and the birth, but we might remember there was a lot of darkness in this night too. Herod was plotting the murder of Jesus. Kill squads were being instructed and marshaled and sent out. So what is the silence about, right? The way that this Christmas carol describes this. The silence of this hymn is describing not a literal silence, but something else, what we might just simply call peace. The very peace that the angels joyously and maybe even noisily proclaimed when they flashed onto the scene with the shepherds. Peace to men, they cried. They proclaimed peace to men because through the Son of God that had come into the world, God would reconcile himself to man. The Bible says that when we are born into death. It's a remarkable thing to say, but it's true. It says that we're born dead in our trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2. In Ephesians 2, in fact, it even says that we are without peace in the world. And of course, you know what it's like to not have peace. To be filled with anxiety and trouble and worry and noise and clamor and where you just can't get away. You feel the world closing in on around you. Jesus came into the world to do away with all of that. That's what the angels proclaim. Peace on earth. Peace to all the world. Sin, strife, everything that stands between us and God, Jesus came to put aside. He accomplished that. The Bible says that Jesus made peace by the blood of the cross. And it's because of that blood Blood that was fully human, that we celebrate and we think about this night as being so peaceful, not because it was inhuman, but because it was divine. Because when Jesus came into the world, he came to do something that no human could do, no mere human. Jesus, as fully God and fully man, brings this good news. Good news that in the midst of a world filled with suffering and death, grief and loss of family members, friends, important relationships, wealth, honor, many things, God is telling us the whole world, as he says to the shepherds, it's going to be okay. Peace on earth. Put your faith in my son and you will be saved. Put your faith in my son and you will have peace. And so that's what this song is about. All is calm, all is bright. Why? Because light had come into the world. Peace had come into the world. Shepherds are quaking, glories are streaming from heavens afar. This heavenly host singing alleluia. Why? Because, as it says, Christ the Savior is born. Jesus came into this world to bring peace. And in doing so, he brings us all out of darkness, the darkness of night, and into his light. And the amazing thing is this heavenly peace that is described here, these glories from heaven, are ultimately realized when Jesus ascends into heaven in his body and promises to come from there again, ushering in the new heavens and the earth at the end of days. And this place is very remarkable because it is described as a place where there is no night. In the song Silent Night, and in the event of the incarnation, Jesus comes into a world and into the darkness to bring light. When Jesus comes again, there will be no more night. And that's it. And this is where we live our lives now. We live them by the light of his glory. The night he was born, he brought peace into the world, but his mission wouldn't end there. It would end on the cross. It would inaugurate the kingdom of God, and it will be consummated when he comes again. Our Lord and our Savior was born to bring peace into this world, pure, radiant light, and this he will accomplish finally and once for all when he returns again. So as we look back, we think about the Lord's working in history, the things which he has brought about. Remember them as the beginning of things that are yet in the future, things that we are looking forward to, hanging on to, and enjoying, even in our deaths, to enjoy his peace, and most certainly even more at our resurrections. Let's stand together. Oh, let's pray first, and then we'll stand and sing Silent Night.